This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what I was going to say, the official games.
Wait, let the games official.
Begin. Official. You were not official. This is unofficial then?
The official core of the Super Bowl, you know that?
Yes, right. I told you this story once when I was working in Cincinnati on WCKY, the other station that we competed with, WLW. Considered itself the official everything. It was the official news station, the official weather station. So the guy who ran the station I worked for just recreated the wheel, and he called us the new official weather station, the new official news king of Cincinnati, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of that kind of stuff goes on in the world of news talk radio. We're not here to talk about that, although we may get into some ancillary discussions about things that go on news talk radio stations. But mostly we're here about the stories and the people that are on the list that is created by the research done with folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of said... it isn't a magazine anymore. It used to be, but now it's online with everything else. So, you want to go through the story list, the count, and the people list as well?
Sure, please. I do. Yeah, and a magazine could be online. It doesn't have to be paper.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. 20th Century Fox remained that name all the way into the 21st century when somebody
still
said...
Hey, it's still called 20th Century Fox, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they call it anymore.
The money maker.
Hey, money by any century is okay with me.
Yeah,
Number 10, we have Tucker Carlson and the National Security Agency, which is the NSA. He claims they're spying on him, and that has yet to be corroborated by his own journalists at Fox News. And Bill Cosby was released from prison in kind of a surprise. Not everybody's happy about it. I'm sure he's happy about it, but... every time I see a picture of him, it's just tragic. It's hard to believe it's the same guy, and our view of him has changed so much over the decades.
He's got a farm in western Massachusetts, and apparently that's where he's gone, just to be away from it all, in essence. I wouldn't want to be him, would you?
No, I would not. I would not want to be him for a variety of reasons. And then again, I don't think I'd want to be anybody. It's tough
but you.
Being me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's an admission of guilt.
Yes. I mean, people that want to be somebody else. I mean, that's such a crazy notion when you think about it. You could admire people, you can emulate them, but to want to be them, please. And number 9, the southern border crisis continues, and immigration reform remains a hot topic. At number 8, race relations, critical race theory remain hot topics, obviously. At number 7, the economy, labor, and the infrastructure post-pandemic. We're in a post-pandemic that includes the pandemic. I mean, we're really not in the post-pandemic, but we'd like to think we are. And statistics indicate it's going away, but
but it's also
not completely.
That, you know, there are people at this point in time, because Fauci and some of the others have been discredited and people are just tired of what has gone on, they're not going to pay attention. And that's my read on it, listening to people watching some of the comments on social media. You can say, yep, there's a new mask rule, but that doesn't mean, you know, unless you haul me off to jail, I'm not wearing a mask. And people are worn out of the sorts of things that seem to create dis-ease and discomfort in their lives. And it destroyed a lot of people's lives. And it seems that you look back at it, why? That's the question.
Well, I mean, I could enter that corridor and we could talk for days.
So yes.
Let's just leave it as a rhetorical question.
Okay.
At number 6, there's that heat wave and the drought and the bigger topic of climate change. Pretty serious stuff.
121 degrees in British Columbia. Good God.
Yeah, that's Palm Springs on a hot day. You know,
that's a horrible day. Yeah.
You know, air conditioners only can reduce temperature by a certain amount. They can, if it's 120 degrees out, you cannot get it down to 72 degrees. You can get it to 72 degrees when it's 82 degrees. The average air conditioner, you know, I'm not an expert on this, but it has a certain range. So when you get up into the 120s, you can have that thing going full blast to bring it down to 99. You know, it's air conditioning doesn't even work in that type of a situation. You got to have heavy-duty industrial air conditioning to make a place.
No, I did not know that. That's something that I learned.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people learned something from you telling us that story. I have air conditioning in the important rooms in my house because you got to function in them, but I've never really, you know, it's been hot here and humid in the 90s. You and I both live in Massachusetts, and so you know, that's been something we've encountered, but has it been, did we get it down to 80 in the house? I guess so. In the office, maybe. I didn't even think about it. It just seemed cooler than what it was outside.
There's a big difference between 96 degrees, which we had in Western Mass the other day, and 120 degrees. And a gigantic difference. But air conditioners have a limitation to how many degrees they can lower the temperature they're dealing with. And that's why this becomes a situation that's just brutal, very dangerous.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out last week, not only is it causing, you know, loss of life, hundreds of people have died.
It's also impacting British Columbia. Yeah. Yeah.
It's impacting agriculture and it's impacting the economy.
Badly.
It's a terrible, terrible situation. Another terrible situation is the Florida condo aftermath. That's number 5. And let me tell you something. People all along the South Coast in Florida and other retirement areas and places like Florida where condos are big.
Yep.
The condo associations are scared you know what, because this whole thing of balancing assessment and budgets versus improvements and maintenance, especially all those buildings built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s where the chickens are coming home to roost now, and they're getting at that point where they need massive repairs, and nobody wants to vote for that because you don't want to be hit with a $1,000, $2,000 assessment.
No.
You figure the building will stand, it's okay, it appears okay. This is a real wave of fear now and concern that's you know, going through the condo industry.
It's most of them are built on right on the beach, right on the coast. My own family has had since the 1960s a place on Singer Island, which is the island north of Palm Beach Island and south of where you are in Jupiter. But the place that we had I remember when, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, the building went up in the late 50s. And it was one of the first to be built down there by the Perini Corporation. Well built, well structured. But that salt and sea air gets through the concrete, eats away at the re-rod. Plus the fact that in the case, I think, down where this took place, there wasn't the proper support because you're building on coral reef. You're building, if you've never seen how these things go up, there are huge pilings, they call them pylons, that are pounded into the sand down to the coral reef to hold the buildings up. If they go down far enough, sooner or later, what's going to happen is what happened, right?
Yeah. It's a problem. It's a serious problem. And, it comes down to money. And it comes down to how when you buy into a co-op or a condo, you're basically on your own with the group of people that own that building. There's nobody to blame. And then they invariably sue the condo association. Those are the people that are elected to run the thing for no money. There are built-in flaws that come down to human nature in how these things operate. So I know we're going to have to break, and we can pick it up with number 4 when we continue. I hand it over to you, Doug.
All right, 14 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Americans can make health a priority this summer while also helping break a Guinness World Records title achievement for the most pledges for a health campaign in 1 month, from June 15th to July 15th. Dr. Don O'Shea is with United Healthcare.
For each person who signs our pledge, United Healthcare will donate $1 per pledge to select boys and girls clubs for new sports equipment for a total of $60,000. by going to UHCStepUp.com. People may also become eligible for a chance to win one of more than 100 wellness-related prizes, such as a dream home gym or a new set of golf clubs and a golf bag signed by Rory McIlroy.
Why is this campaign important?
We're encouraging people to prioritize their health, like walking 10,000 steps per day, eating more fruits and vegetables, or getting sufficient sleep.
To sign the health pledge and for eligibility and official rules, visit UHCStepUp.com. Sweepstakes open to U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited.
Greenbox Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
18 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts for this last week of June, first week of July. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. So would you like to pick up, Michael, where you left off?
We left off at 5 with the Florida condo aftermath, and that takes us to 4, the Supreme Court of the United States rulings, and the one on voting laws. They upheld a voting law rule that went in Arizona. The GOP consider that a victory. The Democrats and progressives consider it an outrage, and the debate goes on. At number 3, the New York City mayoral race discrepancy. They screwed up big time there, and they found there's big problems in the system by which New York City runs its elections.
Yeah.
A lot of favoritism.
There and everywhere else, too. Yeah.
Not to mention that ranked voting thing, you know, that new system is confusing.
Ranked.
And it's pretty rank. And there's a big city crime spike, there's a lot.
Let's defund the police! Yay!
Defund the police.
People are so funny. And they really are. Yeah, go ahead.
That's a whole other. We could talk for hours about that stuff. And then at number 2, the gigantic story. Trump Organization indicted. Alan Weisselberg has been indicted.
But why is it a big story? Where's the IRS been? If this guy's been doing all this stuff for all these years, how come the IRS hasn't investigated him and raked him over the coals? That would be my question. I mean, I'm no Trumper, and I don't care one way or another what happens. I'm just thinking about, you know, they're making a big deal out of this because it's so political rather than legitimate. In a sense, what do you think of that thinking?
I think that you bring up a point that a lot of people believe. My view is it's both political and real. There's a lot of crime that goes. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on out there, and when it gets political, you get caught.
Number one,
we got music playing. We'll do number one's COVID-19 and pick it up on the other side. All right,
People List coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown, 21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to our review that we do every week here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. And Doug Steffen, I'm not in charge of, well, I guess I am in charge of the DJV program at Steffen Multimedia. We're talking about the list, the stories, and then we go through the people list. I want to go back to how politics is capturing most everything with a specific example, but let's do the people list first, okay?
Before we do the people list, I just want to say we really didn't cover the number one story.
Oh, okay, go ahead, spend some time.
COVID-19. You know, we're out of it and we're still in it.
Yeah.
Statistics indicate we're out of it. To look around the attitude of people and the way society's unfolding, everything is looking pretty good. However, there is that Delta variant looming in the shadows, mm-hmm. and in places where people do not get vaccines, these people are, according to almost all credible health authorities, unless you just hate vaccines in general, the vaccine is what's standing between.
Yep.
Our recovery and that Delta variant, which I hear is a pretty wicked part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the people. Bill Cosby at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Kamala Harris at 8, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell at 7 and 6, respectively. Senator Liz Cheney is at 5, and 4 is Nancy Pelosi, the committee that Pelosi has started. Liz Cheney's on it. That's what propelled them to the upper half of the top 10. And number 3, we have a tie between Donald Trump and Alan Weisselberg. We discussed that before. COVID remains the top story of the 2 years, and Dr. Tony Fauci has talked about a lot in regard to it. He's number 2. And Joe Biden is president, and presidents often are number 1, and that's where he is, number 1. So there you go.
Okay. So I want to go back a little bit to try to, from your perspective, understand Tucker Carlson. I've only been around him once. I thought he was a clown. I've continued to think that he was a clown, but now, for whatever the reason, he's propelled himself, or somebody has, into a position of whether it's influence or power or whatever it is that he thinks he is. And so I don't get, why would the NSA be investigating him? And is this an opportunity for somebody to take some rumor, take something out of context, and use it to help him in his own quest for power, fame, and money?
you ask good questions, and those are questions people should be considering. They're all valid. You know, he's a clever devil. The NSA is...
Is he really?
clever.
Is he?
Okay. I take your word for it. Why would you think he's not? You don't think
Because in the conversation that I had with him, he was kind of like one of those guys that couldn't talk and tie your shoes at the same time. You know, what is it, chewing gum and rubbing your belly at the same time? He just impressed me in the time that I spent with him that way. So, but I've usually thought that the stuff he did on television when I used to watch that stuff was vapid. He wasn't smart. I don't know. Maybe that's just my read on it, but I don't.
Clever doesn't necessarily mean smart.
That's great. Well, thank you. Be
that as it may, the NSA is unpopular, and many people consider it to be a threat to our privacy. So by attacking the NSA, he sort of is taking on a populist situation that will immediately get him sympathy.
Oh, yeah.
On the part of even detractors of his politics. That's why I say he's a clever devil.
You know, you hear these things about Tucker Carlson, you hear things about Kamala Harris, and what's true and what isn't, Liz Cheney. I mean, there are a number of people on the list this week and pretty much every week. Fauci, people that love him, people that don't like him at all. He's worn out his welcome, yada, yada, yada. Liz Cheney's not a real Republican. Kamala Harris is hard to deal with. You know, all of these things. And are they important to the end game here? Is the question that we will answer.
I will answer it precisely on the other side.
Yes. All right. We'll continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Rescuers were given the go-ahead to resume the search for victims of the Surfside, Florida building collapse after the remaining portion of the building was pulled down in a controlled demolition Sunday night. Officials say the demolition went exactly as planned about 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Pope Francis went to a Rome hospital on Sunday for scheduled surgery of his large intestine. The news came a few hours after Francis greeted the public in St. Peter's Square and told them he would go to Hungary and Slovakia in September. Officials in Cuba evacuated 180,000 residents amid concerns about flooding from the deadly tropical storm Elsa as it rolls along the southern region on Monday. The National Hurricane Center said it would gain minimal strength after Elsa moves over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Saturday declared a state of emergency in 15 counties. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Now that the United States has pulled a majority of forces from Afghanistan, with the entire withdrawal coming in September, what happens to the Afghans that were supporting our troops? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. But thousands of Afghans who worked as interpreters for American soldiers over the years are now fearful for their lives. Some have reported being threatened by Taliban forces. The Biden administration says they're working on a plan to get them and their families out of the country before that can happen. But Congressman Michael McCaul says more needs to be done. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's been pushing the administration to get a relocation plan in place.
We made a promise to them. They served with our special forces, these interpreters. We told them we'd take care of them. And we can't turn our backs and leave them to die. They will be slaughtered by the Taliban. They're targeted by the Taliban. We have to get them out of there. There are about 9,000 of them. And I've been really pleading with the administration to come up with a plan. They just haven't prepared for this at all.
Australian scientists will help conduct one of the world's most powerful ground-based telescopes that promises to see further and clearer than the Hubble Space Telescope in orbit. The MAVIS instrument will be fitted to one of the 8-meter unit telescopes at the European Southern Observatory in Chile. MAVIS will be built over 7 years and a cost of $57 million. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four after the hour now, second half hour of this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the perspective of Michael Harrison and the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed every week at Talkers.com. You can also find them at DJV, a show on social media, Facebook.com/DJV show. The list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people we've been going through, as we usually do, some of the things we pick and choose. Some of the things that are in here that spark Michael's interest or mine, and hopefully yours as well. The situation, we were talking about Tucker Carlson, and I was just thinking about personalities and how it is the human condition. You and I sort of are trying to understand. You, I think, have a better understanding of quantum physics and quantum reality than do I. I had a conversation this week with someone who really intrigued me thinking about how it is that the conversation started with talking about people, and where would we be if we didn't have people to talk about? you think people are creating the stories, and we'd be out of business if we didn't have this stuff to talk about. So why are we the way we are? And that's a profound question. Maybe it doesn't, you know, it's too hard for people to give themselves to. And I think that's true, Michael? We'd rather stay on the surface rather than dig deeply into things?
Well, even the surface is deep. I mean, even the fact that there is a surface is profound.
There you go. Everything is profound.
Yeah, I mean,
discovering the truth about ourselves takes a lifetime. And then we think about all of the stuff that we try to find out about others, the people we marry or the people that we birth or the people we work with. It's like, hello.
Mm. And think about this. They're thinking about you that way.
Oh. Fred Rogers, where is he when we need him?
Think about all these people that have to deal with you. Imagine what it's like dealing with you.
Awful.
From the perspective of another human being.
Yeah.
Human beings. You might be the only person. All of this might be in your head. You might be nothing more than a brain in a bucket.
Yeah. So how do I say that to the bank when they're looking for their money?
Tell them that Trump hasn't paid you yet, and that you're waiting for him to send you a check.
Waiting.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting bringing this back into focus. It is true that it all does center on people, mm-hmm. that even though we talk about stories, the world, the human race turns on its preoccupation with itself. Mm-hmm. We are preoccupied with ourselves and our relationships to other people. And this whole thing about celebrity, kings, queens, royalty, power, it's in our DNA. We're built in a funny way. And the way I look at it, without belaboring it, is that the conflict is between the fact that we're wired in two opposing ways. One, we are a pack animal. We are a social creature. We can't live without each other. On the other hand, don't get too close and don't be in my face. I want to remain my individuality. So we want to be individualistic. You know, individual, the rights of the individual versus, you know, here's Star Trek, the rights of the many versus the needs of the one.
Yeah.
And that's what we face on every level. We also are beset with a thing called jealousy, and that causes a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it does.
There you go. That's answered your question.
First about it. Well, then you got things like the list here with the questions about voting, the mayoral race. And then you throw with that the Gavin Newsom recall and who's going to run. There's a rumor floating around that a well-known California national talk host is thinking about running seriously in this race. You probably heard that rumor already.
You're running for governor of California?
No. I'm only a part-time.
Are you hinting something here?
I am, in fact. Yes, I am hinting something.
I actually haven't heard about a national talk show.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't heard that one. I mean, eventually I hear things. You know, people say, I would expect you to hear it. I said, well, I just heard it. Right. You know, you just told me. There's always a first time. And every time I hear something for the first time, the person who tells me says, I would think you'd know that. I'll say, well, now I do. And then I give them a dozen donuts. Anybody that tells me something I don't know, I give them a dozen donuts. Right. Of course, I never deliver it. I tell them Trump will. I say it'll come from Trump.
But
who's running for governor?
Well, Phil, I'm not supposed to tell the story, am I?
Don't ask. I don't know, but you promised. Did you promise somebody who was babbling to you about their intentions?
Well, the girls that are on the DJV program with me don't like to tell me things because they don't think I can keep a secret. And this is probably a pretty good example of that.
we're having this conversation on national radio.
Well, but I
national
think he
radio?
Wants people to know. I know this guy.
Well, if you want to run for governor, you better let people know. Otherwise,
no, I don't want to run for governor. Thanks.
No, I don't mean you. I mean if one wants to run for governor.
Right.
You know, a lot of people drop secrets with the intention of having it spread. Mm-hmm. Like one of the ways that you can really spread a rumor if you want is to tell somebody you know who's loose-lipped don't tell anyone.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so here you can check this out. I'll give you this hint. He is an elder statesman in Los Angeles radio.
And national.
take it from there. All right.
An elder statesman in Los Angeles radio.
Statesman, yes. Okay. Figure it out. Now, let's keep moving here a little bit.
All right.
We were talking about politics and how it's... I do a couple of other programs, the Countdown Show and the Daily DJV program, but I also do a couple of hours of health every week, the DJV Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This week we got engaged in a conversation about how politics has captured medicine. And if you want to listen to that podcast, by the way, you can do it at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It is a plug, but I'm talking about, I don't normally plug those shows. Oftentimes I plug the farm show that I do because food news is so important to the general discussion. But the fact that politics has captured medicine has become more obvious. And maybe the line here isn't how it's captured medicine, how it's captured everything. Is there anything we can talk about? The heat wave. We get into climate control, change, and that's political. The economy and who's gaining and who's losing, that's political. Right? Is there anything in this top 10 list that isn't political?
No. No. We're in an era of hyper partisanship and politics, no doubt. And it's dangerous.
And so, yeah. So what does that do for our future? Meanwhile, this week, this is the first time I haven't seen the premier or the president of China on the list of people for a while. And yet he said a lot of things this week that would suggest that he's getting squeezed by the rest of the world, because everybody knows that the Chinese government is responsible for COVID. And he says anybody, you know, they're putting a squeeze on China internationally. He says anybody who comes after us will be bloodied and battered.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. It's hard to put the squeeze on China. They're big. Mm-hmm. They're powerful. They're devious. They're clever. And half the world's in business with them. And that includes us.
So he's
kind of right about that. And just because China's not in our top 10 list doesn't mean China's not looming near the list. And
no, I understand. Yeah. Right. But the understanding here is that the Chinese Communist Party's anniversary is, I think, this week, isn't it? Isn't it like the 100th anniversary?
I believe the anniversary comes in October.
Oh, okay.
So we're heading toward it. And I think it might be 100, but I'm not going to start Googling now. I believe they recently celebrated their 70th anniversary of power. But that's just off the top of my head. Don't quote me on that.
Well, the revolution took place in 1948. That I remember. The Tiananmen Square thing is also something that comes up when we discuss this sort of thing. We all have blemishes. Every country has a blemish on it, so I'm not giving them a pass. But what I am looking at here is the number two person, Dr. Fauci, who's on the people list this week, and what his connection is. More and more evidence all the time. There's a Columbia professor who this week thanked Dr. Fauci for getting private money into the Wuhan lab. This shows you how deeply estranged. Why would a professor of pharmacology at Columbia thank Fauci for helping to fund the Wuhan laboratory? Huh? Does that make, what is that, what does it tell you about Fauci? And what does it tell you about this guy who thinks apparently that it was swell that we were investing in what was going on in the Wuhan laboratory?
Well, we could talk about that after the break, because it's interesting.
Yeah, well, it isn't. That's why I brought it up. I always hope that what I come up with is interesting, Michael. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Michael Harrison. It's 43 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, 47 after the hour, Michael. A few more minutes here. You always say, well, let's complete our thought after the break. Okay, so break's over.
Remember, I don't remember what the thought was.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Something was interesting, but you were I don't know, whatever. The show has been fine. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
It has no... no, I think what we were talking about...
These are the precious
Chinese
minute and a half.
The Chinese Communist Party's anniversary and them worrying about getting, you know, they're still a developing country, supposedly.
Well, so, they're developing. It's going to be a big baby when it grows up because it's already quite developed. The problem with China is we're in bed with them and we're having a problem with them at the same time. That's the issue. Yeah. You know, China has an economic problem. The rest of the world has an economic problem. This frenemyship is very complicated. So,
All right, at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, you'll see an overview. The videos are being posted from the Talkers 2021 convention. What's up there now?
We have you making a speech. It's very interesting. And my conversation with Bill O'Reilly. We have a conversation about programming, conversation about revenue, an opening remarks. It's cool. And, hey, it's all there, talkers.com, anything that is attendant to the world of talk radio and TV.
A lot of good video. Thanks, Art Bolo. He's a wonderful guy and provides a lot of great and perceptive ways of overviewing what's going on with the personalities in the news talk world. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Three after the hour now, it's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items this week from the world of technology and how they've impacted or will impact you, because there's the present and the future. And here to do the honors is Victoria Keeling. Keeling, where'd that come from? Keeling that starts the world at number five. All right, if we count down, Victoria, from five to one, what's at number five?
Well, Microsoft had a kind of a buzzy week. They were in the news for several different stories, so we'll do like a little recap here. So the first one is, if you are still using Microsoft's Internet Explorer, like Doug, you are like the last two people using it, and it will officially be killed in August. So Internet Explorer, they announced, will officially be replaced with Microsoft Edge. And so that was one big news. And so Internet Explorer was, if you are not going to Windows 11, which that was another announcement that looks like the hint is that October 11th will be the debut of Windows 11. And so with Windows 11, it doesn't even come with Internet Explorer. It's completely disabled. It's now Microsoft Edge. That's the new default browser for Windows. So if you are on an older machine and you still have Internet Explorer, that will you've got maybe about a year, and then you're going to really have to make some hardware choices. So and then the other thing that kind of made some buzz, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, he's only the third CEO in Microsoft's history. He was asked about the future of work life, like what office life, work life will look like. He said hybrid work represents the biggest shift to how we work in a generation. And he firmly believes that this is how we're going to move forward. It's a new operating model. Microsoft Teams has now over 145 million daily active users. So that's pretty telling. That's double from the number from a year ago, pre-pandemic. So he said, I think coming out of the pandemic, we're going to have to define productivity in a more broad sense. And he said inclusive of collaboration, learning, and well-being, having that work-life balance at home. So I don't think he's wrong. I think that it is kind of a new frontier.
Number four on our list of the top five is a focus on something from Google.
Yep, Google will now tell users when search results are rapidly changing around a breaking story, essentially letting you know, hey, this might not be the most reliable story yet, we're still developing. The algorithm has now been tweaked to, it will give up a warning that says, if this topic is new, sometimes, you know, it can take time for results to be added by reliable sources, like major news sources. So you might, if you're searching something that's brand new that hasn't really broken yet, whether it's the latest Bennifer sighting or something that's political, you will probably see this type of warning on Google now.
All right, number three, the dismissal of the bid to unwind Instagram from Facebook.
Yeah, this was a big week for Facebook. Facebook had a good week. I don't know how many weeks they're going to have that are this good, but this one was a good one. So on Monday, a U.S. district court dealt a huge blow to the federal government's antitrust case against Facebook. They dismissed the complaint filed against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission. The lawsuit, which was actually filed late last year, it essentially wanted to unwind Facebook from their acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp. And so the judge dismissed it and said, you know, you can't just, there's no evidence here. You have to have evidence that not only, you know, did they block their competition, but they acquired their competition. You can say, oh, Facebook's too big. But the judge said, you know, you got to come with some more than that. He did leave the door open, though, for this to be revisited. The FTC has until July 29th to revise their case and possibly unwind Facebook and Instagram, but I don't know. I don't see that happening. That's how can you force a company to sell off part of its company? I don't know. I don't really know the legal grounds that they have to stand on for that.
Number two, Amazon looking for
Here's another one. Amazon yeah, exactly. wants the Federal Trade Commission chair Lina Khan, who's brand new and very vocal about antitrust issues, especially when it comes to Amazon. They want her recused from the purchase of MGM Studios that Amazon's buying. That will have to be reviewed by the FTC. So they're asking for her to be recused from that. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's literally why she was put in the position by Biden. So
exactly.
We'll see.
Number one, a huge breach this week.
Oh, yeah. This is another big one. So a second massive LinkedIn breach reportedly exposed the data of 700 million users, which is more than 92% of people on the platform. Email addresses, full names, phone numbers, physical addresses, geolocation records, usernames for LinkedIn, all this stuff got exposed and is now being sold on the dark web. So the best thing you can do, go in, change your password, don't reuse passwords for other apps, and freeze your credit reports so identity theft will not affect you.
There they are, top five items from the world of technology. It's Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.